This is just a little bit of information for you, because no one knows, no one f***ing knows at all. So it's much more running, jumping, climbing trees, putting on makeup when you're up there type thing, you know? And I used to keep all my makeup in a squirrel hole up the tree, and the squirrel kept all the makeup on one side and he kept his nuts on the other side. And sometimes I get up the tree, that squirrel would be covered in makeup. La, 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 la. Oh, you're here. Oh, sorry. What? Wrong colour for me, what?
I spoke with Eddie Izzard after a recent performance in Philadelphia of his show Circle. You describe yourself as a transvestite, but last night you looked very butch. You were wearing, aside from the high heel boots.
And the trousers, which were actually women's trousers, even though I don't call them women's trousers, but they were sort of women. I think they zip up the other way around, but...
Oh, I know, like the only difference between men's and women's trousers, for the most part, is like which side the button is on of the
exactly,
thigh.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So it is a nonsense anyway.
Right.
But I didn't actually go into explain that I'm not really a transvestite, because I think that no one is a transvestite, because I don't think it means anything anymore. It's a very second millennium idea, I believe. I think now we're in the third millennium. I'm a vestite, if anything. I'm a clothes wearer. Women have total clothing rights. Men should have total clothing rights. It's there for men to take up if they want, especially in Western society. It's more difficult than an Islamic situation. I don't know quite what happens in an Islamic country, but I will just wear whatever I want. But my sexuality is sort of male lesbian, male tomboy. That's what it's been since I was four. But I will wear whatever I want, and like women can. And that's great that women can, and just men just got to play catch up on this.
And do you feel like sometimes you have butch moods and sometimes you have more femme moods?
Yes, I think so. I think I do feel somewhere between a cross between a butch and femme lesbian in a male body. But I'm not bothered about being in the male body so much anymore, because I can wear what I want when I want. Because people get fixated about what you're wearing, but it isn't. It's more internal than that. But the only way to seemingly to access the internal is to externalize it or to because people in the street will react to you how you're looking. It does seem to be a very external thing, being what people consider to be transvestite. And there's, of course, women transvestites, but no one calls women transvestites transvestites. And probably women who are transvestites would not consider themselves transvestites. But they do exist, and I have had letters from one, and I've had people come to me, I think I might be a transvestite, you know. But they wouldn't. Who would want to use that term? Because it's such a negative, it's got such negative baggage on it.
When you're on stage performing, do you feel like considerably different if you're wearing, you know, a dress versus if you're wearing, you know, slacks?
No. Because the show I did before, the last show on, I was wearing a skirt on. So I'm just going to keep changing it every night. But not really. All you do is you move differently in heels. The heels I was wearing last night are slightly more difficult to move in than the heels I'm wearing today. And it's practicality against, I quite like those heels. So I don't feel hugely different. I don't approach the comedy differently. And that's something that I sort of wanted to do, which is that, you know, my personality is the same. I'm just trying to land this alternative sexuality in a place that's fits into society more than transvestite has been considered before, because it's transvestites just way out on the fringe still, and gay and lesbian people are much more part of society, and it's, you know, they've moved a long way since the 50s, whereas transvestite hasn't.
Here in the States, though, it seems a lot of gay groups are adding, like, and transgendered people to their titles.
Yes, that is brilliant. I mean, because the gay and lesbian march in London was, I was thinking, you know, great, can we get transgender? I didn't know what the word would be. And then they said it became the gay, lesbian, transgender march. So I thought, oh, that's good. That seems to be moving forward. It's just, I think we've got to get our image together, because it's quite difficult. There is the frumpy transvestite image where everyone thinks, so what, you're going to be big guys with bad wigs on and sitting around having tea. And it's got to move forward from that. So, but it's good.
Did you think of yourself as a frumpy transvestite?
Oh, yeah, if you come out as being transvestite, quite often... it does seem to be blokes who are quite blokey looking, you know, because there's a big part of boy going on as well as this sort of girl going on. You do tend to do boy activities and you'll play sports and football and even join the army and stuff like this. But so therefore they can be quite big guys. And then it's kind of wigs that don't fit and clothes that don't work, because you don't get the chance. The trouble with being a transvestite, if you're in the closet, is you don't get the chance to go out wearing clothes. And then people say, what do you think? Oh, that looks good on you. I should think you should change.